OK， let's move on。item 6咧就AOB， 但系呢个 AOB 咧都好多嘢噶，就so we have to manage our time wisely。Checklist on progress of item discussed at HEC meeting。I understand or recall that Paul Zimmerman suggests that we try to keep track of progress make on items discussed at HEC, like the Harry Potter issue, make sure that we don't forget it, you know, after lengthy discussion at an HEC meeting. The chairman and also the secretary have looked at the suggestion, and I believe Christine would be able to make a suggestion to members on possible arrangement to facilitate follow-up action on major items that have been discussed.
Can I make one correction on your notes in terms of reflecting what I suggested? There is of course, the projects that we have discussed already here, to make sure that we continuously to get a progress report. But I think it goes further. There are projects that are, like Route 4, Ocean Terminal, KCRC Station in Hung Hom. I mean, there are many sites around the harbour where there are constant developments and which may or may not be a harbourfront enhancement or may have an harbourfront enhancement impact. And as I said earlier, these projects are not the responsibility of the ATC, but the responsibility on the of the government. So, in addition to the progress reports by the three subcommittees, I suggest that there will always be a progress report by the government on the progress they are making on all these various projects and any projects as they may have arisen between the two meetings.
Thank you. Christine, please.
係，多謝主席。因為阿Paul咧就而家啱啱佢就 raise 咗個 idea 咧，就即係好似似乎係唔係淨係話以前嘅 HEC meeting 傾過嘅 item， 而係所有政府嘅 project， 即係譬如話阿 Thomas 嗰邊嗰啲交通嘅 projects 啊，或者其他。咁我諗呢個可能我哋即係要諗一諗，到底我哋係想係睇邊方面嘅？因為我初頭一直嘅 impression 咧，就係一啲我哋以前傾過嘅。咁 fair enough， 我哋即係當然有個責任去即係追翻嗰啲progress 俾大家，即係譬如 cruise terminal 啊，或者以前講過嗰啲 ferry pier 嗰啲 improvement scheme 啊咁樣樣。我諗呢度需要大家俾一個 clear 啲嘅指引我哋秘書處。
Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, I think to Chairman, to supplement what Christine had mentioned, that is certainly our understanding too. I mean, if we talk about, there are issues which have been previously discussed before the HEC, and then, in subsequent meetings, they were not even reflected in matters arising because, you can't keep, chasing on those issues. But in order to let members have an update on how the previously discussed projects were progressing, we have a checklist. I think that is understood by all. What Paul is suggesting now is something different. But Paul's query can be addressed because right from the beginning, we have said very clearly that if there are projects, especially government projects, that will affect the harbourfront, they will be brought before this committee for members' information and discussion. Of course, they will take turn. If that is, going to be the sort of understanding that we have, I don't see a problem. But maybe, there is something at the back of Paul's mind. Let's take the examples between this meeting and the previous meeting. Ocean Terminal went to court, which is a major slice of our harbour and the future of our harbour. What are the situation? Route 4 was announced, which is a major piece of harbourfront, which is a proposed development of the harbourfront, which is, I think Thomas showed some proposals which are affecting a major part of our harbour. I guess those are like some examples of things as they occur. There are in addition to these the projects that we have discussed
ultimately, after a lot of discussions, we have all projects discussed, so the list will be up to speed. But for now, I think the government can take some initiative making information available on what's happening around the harbour.
But Tom, I did say that if there are projects that would impact on the harbour or part and partial of the harbour front, then the question of time is, you know, depending on priority of the project, would be brought forward to the HCC anyway. So eventually end up on the list of items we discuss, and then we'll follow up on the progress of this project. Is that clear?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Chairman, yeah, just want to clarify that Paul mentioned about the case of the ocean terminal. That is precisely our problem. This is a legal case. You read it in the newspaper, so do we. We of course, we received the writ. What are we supposed to do here? We just report that we have received a writ from the wharf challenging us on the ocean terminal. I don't think we can systematically do that, frankly. But we would be ready, most ready, to respond to queries, questions raised by members for information. I mean, if Paul, you ask me what is the situation on the ocean terminal, then I would ready to answer you right on the spot. But instead of, you know, we just don't know what sort of criteria that we have to apply. But as long as there is a clear understanding that if there is any government project that will impact on the harbourfront, you have our promise that we will take it to the harbour HEC. I think that is a sort of commitment that we clearly have.
Starting next meeting.
Okay. Well, I sadly report to you we have lost our quorum, and this is the
point.
Well, I was sad somebody was clapping his hand. Anyway, now, I think we have
咁有兩個選擇，就資料補充。 立法會都係咁嘅，冇人 raise 咧，就繼續開㗎，係咁樣樣嘅。Too
bad, Mike.
No. Okay.
唔得喎，應該就我 raise 喎。 因為呢個係一個公開會議，亦都即係希望。
I think we have an informal discussion, or we defer some of these items to the next HEC meeting. What do you say?
Six is probably something we can hit on, and the rest ones, if we can hit on the points and then defer them. I mean, just briefly informal.
What do you say, Paul? You say briefly informal. We'll cover the HEC briefing, right?
Yeah, maybe briefly informally hit on these points and then.
Okay. All right. While we do not have an official quorum, but there's no harm in briefing our members here on the planned HEC briefing on April the 6th. Well, the first briefing was held January the 5th, right after the New Year, and the minutes have been circulated to our members for comment. For the second briefing session, planned for April the 6th, to be honest, we only got one identified participant so far, right? Two now.
Chairman.
Good news.
Yeah, Chairman, on that point, sorry, interrupt. I have actually been approached by the helicopter people. They want to, you know, show their proposal to this committee.
先你講下邊三個嘛？
咁或者加埋 Thomas 哥就三個啦，即係東區區議會嗰邊啦。咁另外有位 Mr. David C. Lee， 佢就想講油塘嘅。 油塘碑啊，點啊，陸文，咁加埋就即係 Caduri 係咪 ？Helicopter 咁。
主席，我澄清點，呢個係 very informal basis 嚟嘅，即係佢係打電話問下即係嗰個情況係點樣咁。
明白。Briefing session is kind of open forum。第三個係邊個啊？負責幫佢。啊 ，OK。
No, the Eastern District is a big presentation. There's a lot of ideas.
They've done the workshop.
The whole workshop, all the ideas from the workshop. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
That looks good, Jim.
Okay, so that's basically maybe all the items we can cover today. We'll defer the... maybe I just briefly mention to you without discussion what we are trying to do for the other two AOB items. The overriding public need test is actually a document, a set of guidelines that the government has produced, more or less as guidelines, as I said, for our information. Of course, in the due course of public engagement on WD2 and Southeast Kowloon, this test would be put to a real test, and HGC could provide advice on the sustainability indicator. And last meeting, the subject of research on harbor related issue came up, but I guess this can wait a little bit because Vincent will be looking at his many tasks next week, and then some of these probably will become research tasks, you know, study tasks in due course. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Chairman, I think that this the overall public needs, and maybe you agree with it as well. It's a big issue, and everybody's struggling with it. So if we work from this presumption against reclamation, we don't deal with harbourfront enhancement. There are many, there is the issue about reclamation for land formation. Senior counsel Michael Thomas has written a paper on it for the heliports, which was presented to LegCo, which he separated land formation and for other purposes in reclamation clearly, which is not in this bundle that we have received today. I suggest that a open conference or half-day seminar and invite different speakers. Sure that Society for Protection of the Harbour has some very diligent points to make. The government has prepared a paper internally as a reference. Sir Michael Thomas, I'm sure he has points to make about the different issues. So I think that this is a significant debate about overriding public needs and how to go forward. There's a lot of views to be taken into account, and I don't think it hurts. We don't have to make decisions on that day, but we can hear many people's views on it. So an open seminar to organise on this. And
Why can't we make it part of the April 6th forum or session? Can we not do it at the same time?
If there's enough time, Eastern District Council, I think that there's quite a few, four proposals to present?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
He's not from
Eastern. Oh, but you mentioned Eastern before, so I'm sorry. sorry, you confused me. You're sitting next to me. Okay. Okay, we'll have to identify with the Secretariat if there's enough time, Chairman. If there is enough time, then it can be done on that day. Otherwise, a separate day. And just going back on the HEC briefing, could we invite KCRC to make a presentation on Hung Hom?
Okay, thanks. One last thing I want to report is that in the past, we normally have the Secretary preparing a press release. Problem with the press release is twofold. Firstly, normally the media friends who are interested, normally they cover what we discuss here, so they know what transpired, what went on. So, you know, there are things they want to report, they would report whatever they see fit. That's the first thing. So, they have not bothered to report our press release, put it frankly. Okay, they report whatever they see. So, that's another way of saying it's redundant. The press release cannot possibly cover the many hours of discussion we have, at the issue meeting anyway. So I'm suggesting we do away with this press release because they know what was discussed anyway. How about that? Okay.
Can we issue a press release saying that we don't release?
All right.
But it wasn't formally discussed.
All right. In order not to disappoint me, come further. Let's bring it to a close then. Thanks for coming.